Welcome back to the show, Ira. How are you feeling about the 2024 NFL New York Jets draft class? Are you pleased?
Yeah, actually, I mean, none of us really know how the players are going to play out. Mm-hmm. But I just think the strategy that they took, I was happy with what they did. I mean, my scenario was if you could trade down and get a tackle and get an extra pick, that was my first choice. They did it. Hopefully they got the right guy. They got a receiver. They got a quarterback of the future. They got two running backs. The other two kids, you know, who knows? But, I just think, for a general manager, and I've been on his case, for a win-now mode, not only did he get pieces that could hopefully help this year, but he also, between the draft picks he acquired and the trading up and down and he got a couple of players for the future. I think he made a nice mix. And I think, you know, the initial thoughts, I think their strategy was the right strategy.
Mm. Did you agree with the strategy of two running backs? I found that a little bit questionable.
I found it questionable, but you know what that tells me? That tells me that this is going to be a run-heavy team.
Mm.
And I think a lot of that is going to do to take some of the pressure off of Rodgers, because I don't think they want this guy out there throwing 35, 40 passes a game.
No, you can't have that. And especially with Rodgers, he's a game manager, and he's really the one that controls the field. So he's going to have to make the passes when it really counts, and he's going to thread the needle. And, you know, it is questionable. Like, I agree with them taking the receiver in the second round, but I think it was the safe and smart pick with what they did with the first one, with getting the offensive tackle, because I know you were big on Bowers. I wasn't big on him because of just the hype around him. I said, you know, this is a typical Jets pick. We'll get him. And then you remember we talked about Jason Morrow the last time. They were talking about how he was going to be the next great thing. I just feel as though when the Jets buy into the hype, it never works out in their favor.
I get it. And believe me, it would have been sexy and I would have enjoyed taking Bowers. But I knew, and I think we talked about it, that the smart move would to be, you know, to get the tackle.
Yeah. And now the line is, it looks like it's solidified with all the free agency moves that they made. I mean, they're probably, I wouldn't be surprised if they signed David Bakhtiari for some depth here for a cheap deal. I wouldn't be surprised if you see that either.
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah.
And what? I wouldn't be surprised if you see this new kid starting from week one. It really wouldn't shock me at all. I mean, I know Moses, I guess he's good at right tackle, but I just, you know, Smith's not going to practice. They're going to be very light duty. I mean, what's to say that if this kid is actually the real deal, is it possible that they go with this kid from week one and Smith is kind of a swing tackle?
Yeah, who knows? You never know. I mean, Tyron Smith, he's got the league experience from being here for so long and being an all-pro. So you never know with that, but Jordan Travis was definitely a pick that piqued my interest. He had great statistics. He kind of reminds me of Colin Kaepernick. I don't know what it was when watching his highlights and just seeing everything that he accomplished so far, but I think that was a safe move because you can't trust the Jets, not after Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, and all these guys to draft high on a quarterback. They never get it right. So you're better off having someone that did well in college that's under the radar develop behind Aaron Rodgers, and I think that was the best pick that they could make as far as a quarterback.
I agree. In this case, you know, hopefully he'll sit for at least 2 years. And, you know, maybe year three, you know, maybe we have something after Rodgers retires. That would be a nice pleasant surprise. And it would be a pleasant surprise if this regime does well and they're still here coaching the kid. Who knows?
Yeah, and I'm still not sold on Salah, but we got to say this. Ding dong, Wilson's gone. He's finally out of here. He's off in Denver. I did want to get your opinion on them trading Jonathan Franklin Myers away to Denver. For a six-round pick?
Yeah, well, that was a salary dump.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, within hours, they ended up picking up ABT's fifth-year option, and I think the money was pretty much a wash. But I expected it. I just, you know, after they got Riddick, I say to myself, you know, they can't afford all that money on the defensive line. And I think Myers was the odd guy out, and he was. And I'll tell you the truth, nice player, but I think he was a little bit overrated.
He was overrated. You really didn't see that many sacks. I think the only time you really saw him produce was when he was back home, and I think it was Houston. Remember the Texan game? He finally, like, exploded after signing that extension because he was playing in front of family.
Yep, and you know what? If you look at his Jet career, I wouldn't be surprised if he had more killer penalties than production.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be either. And Will McDonald better step up. He better step. They drafted this guy really high last year, and I was just looking back on that pick, and I said, boy, I hope that this is not another waste. And something that it was alarming, because we have to look at Mekhi Becton, and he's in Philly now. With this tackle that they took, I said, this better not be Mekhi Becton 2.0. Douglas had better get this right this time with this kid.
Oh, there's no two ways about it. I mean, once again, you know, I bought the hype on the Fuego, the kid out of, you know, from out west, and I thought they would take him. But you know what? If they think this guy's the real deal, then, you know, so be it. And hopefully they just picked the right kid. That's all I could say.
I'm hoping. I really am. And, you know, last time we talked, we didn't even talk about the Reddick trade, because the last time that we spoke, we were contemplating if we were going to sign Clowney, and Douglas blew it. They played it safe, and they really got screwed again. And then that's when Douglas made it was an alarming trade for Reddick. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it really did. And didn't it come like very quickly after Clowney signed?
Yeah, it did, like a couple days. Because I remember, because we were texting back and forth, and you were telling me, you were like, oh, here we go again with this Douglas playing. Because this is what he does. You know, because you'll see, like, I get tired of those when you learn about the news afterwards when a player goes elsewhere and you hear, well, Douglas tried, but they just couldn't get it done. You know, we saw that with Tyreek Hill. We saw that with tons of players that they tried. Well, they were close, but they couldn't pull it out. And that was another example right there with Jadeveon Clowney. So it was surprising to see Douglas finally make a trade for a star player for once.
Yeah, it really is. And I tell you one thing, you know, if you want to give him credit or you want to be critical of him, I do have to give him credit. He sticks to his what he believes in. He has a price tag, and he doesn't waver off of it too much. You know, if it's 50 cents more than what he thinks he's worth, he's not paying.
No. What are the question marks remaining for you for this team? My question mark comes at maybe the safety, I think the safety position, and then still a wide receiver. Alan Lazard is just, that's the last contract. When you look at it, Becton's gone, Zach Wilson's gone. That's the last person of question who's really questionable on this team for me to be like, yeah, we got to get him out of here soon. What are the remaining question marks for you with this team?
Yeah, I would go number two receiver and probably safety, and of course the head coach and the offensive coordinator. Yeah. But as for the number two receiver, I'm still going to say that don't be shocked if Corey Davis is on the roster.
Yeah, I would love to have him back. I was saying that the other day because I know people are going to be speculating out there. Odell Beckham, I don't want him. He's a head case. He's just a name at this point. The Ravens barely used him. I want someone that's going to come and just basically keep his head down and just play tough and make these big catches, you know, and really compete here as a second big target wide receiver. Odell is just a distraction.
Yep, I agree. And, you know, it's interesting because you got Conklin, who's going to give you production with Rodgers. Mm-hmm. You got Wilson. You got the kid, Corey, right? Mm-hmm. That number two spot's going to be a big deal. And I don't think Lazard, I mean, yeah, will we be better with Rodgers here? Yeah, maybe. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still think they need to get somebody. And I know Mike Williams is in the house, but there's just too many stories about him not being ready for the beginning of the year.
Yeah, him coming off an ACL injury. It was a good signing, but it was risky because he's coming off the ACL. You don't know if he's going to be 100% or not. But Corey Davis is a safe pick. Bring him back, and then you finally have that big lineup that we were looking forward to last year because we had Mecole Hardman and all these guys, Lazard, when we actually thought he was going to actually do something. Then we saw that he's pretty much a stiff, and he really didn't do anything for us last year but drop passes.
No, it's really unbelievable. And you know what's funny? You know, my expectations going into the season, you know, now that I kind of digested everything and I looked at the rest of the division and everything, I mean, I hate to say this, but, I mean, we really should be the favorites to win the division.
Oh, I agree. Buffalo's really taken a step back, and they really had their window. They've been in the playoffs for years, winning this division for years now. They haven't gotten it done. They lost Diggs. They lost a ton of defensive weapons. They're really going to take a step back this year, in my opinion. And Miami, it's up in the air because it always comes down to the quarterback. Is Tua going to play lights out, or is he going to be injured? There's a question mark there. So, I agree. It should be all. And the Patriots are just going to be in the basement. I really don't. Now, especially Belichick's gone, they're no longer a threat. So, I believe agree that the Jets should be the favorites to win the AFC East this year, especially with Rodgers being healthy. But even if he, God forbid, he isn't healthy, we have a backup now in Tyrod Taylor. But he's got to stay healthy too.
Well, that's it. That's a big piece of it. And once again, to me, this all comes down to the head coach now.
Yeah.
I think, you know, except for like, we, you know, a couple of things we just talked about, this is all on Bud Sala now.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, have the team prepared. They got to be ready. You got to make the right calls in crunch time. And he's got to show me that he's ready to take the next step to, you know, to become a winning head coach and a playoff head coach. And he's got to prove it to me.
Oh, and here, and I have a couple candidates in mind, because if he doesn't pan out, you got to get a new coach in here. You got Pete Carroll out there now. Mike Vrabel's out there. There's a couple guys. Hey, I would bring Rex Ryan back. I just, if Robert Sala doesn't pan out, you got to make a coach and change.
Yep, I agree. And you know what? Who knows what would be with Rodgers at that point? You really don't know. We're just let's hope we're talking about more positive things at the end of next. But like I said, you know, just going back to the initial with the draft, yeah, the running back thing was kind of questionable, mm-hmm. but I think they're really going to try to run the ball a lot next year. I think. Even with Rodgers a quarterback, like the way the Titans play football with Derrick Henry, I think that's what you're going to see from the Jets.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right, and I think that's why they drafted two. But then at the end of the draft, we had two defensive backs drafted too, which was kind of interesting. I hope one of them could play safety, because safety is a needed position.
Yeah, I don't think either one of them will be on the roster. Both be four guys. And there's probably a couple of veterans they might pick up, you know, after June, I wouldn't be shocked. I think, you know, it's really funny when you look at the roster. I don't even know how all these guys make the active team. I mean, there really isn't too many spots open.
No, not with this team. This team, it's panning out nice. And I mean, you know, it has to be panning out nice when we're trading away Jonathan Franklin Myers and some of these guys. So it goes to show you that there's a lot of talent on this roster. They just got to stay healthy. And I love what they did with the line. I'm surprised how quick that Douglas fixed this, but because he's known to be an expert on offensive lines, and it took him this long. It took him last year. It took Aaron Rodgers tearing his Achilles for it to be his wake-up call to say, oh, my God, I haven't established an offensive line, and this is my forte.
Well, he blew it last year. We discussed it with Becton and Brown. You can't go into this with that.
No. Good riddance to Becton, too. I mean, I wish him nothing but the best in Philly. He just didn't pan out here, and it wasn't going to be happening as far as bringing him back. But how does it feel now with the 80s logo being back? We finally shredded those Adam Gase threads that we had for a few years now. And it's probably the worst period of Jets play that you can associate with a uniform. And I'm so glad that are you happy, Ira, that we just shredded those terrible threads, those jerseys and logos that we had?
Very refreshing. And I tell you the truth, I have a lot of it, and I think it's all going in the garbage.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and because we're diehards, and I want to get rid of these hats that I have. I just don't like them.
I don't like them. Now that the old logo is now the new logo, it's very refreshing. It looks good. And like the other day, I went to get a visor to put on, and you know, it had the logo from like the last 5-10 years, whatever it is. And they said, well, this don't look right. I said, this is like, it's like, there was nothing fun about it. So actually, as much as I really don't want to just, you know, get a half a dozen things, I think I'm going to do it because I want to just get like, I want to flush out the memories of the last 10 years.
It was some of the worst. Oh, yeah, it was garbage. It was some of the worst years I've ever experienced as a Jet. Because I'm wearing the logo right now as I'm talking to you. I'm wearing the one that they had with Sanchez and Rex Ryan. The one with the Pennington years, that logo. That I don't mind that one. It's the one that they changed to as soon as they got Gase. That logo was just... I mean, the helmets were horrible. It just said Jets with a football on it. It didn't even have the original oval logo. It was horrible.
Matter of fact, it's funny. In my workout room, I have a desk. And I have like a couple of mini helmets hanging up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one from, you know, every, you know, different uniform they've had. And when I was working out 2 weeks ago, and I looked at the desk, and I see the one with the football on it, like the one that Gage brought in.
Yeah.
It's like I want to just, like, throw it out. It's like, I don't want to look at it.
It's horrible. I don't know who decided to change those uniforms. I don't know why we went with them. The jerseys were terrible. The logo was awful. The alternate. It's so refreshing that we're getting the 80s the sack exchange era uniforms back. I'm so grateful for it now.
You know, you actually gave me, I'm off tomorrow, and it's going to be a cloudy, maybe rainy afternoon, and I'm going to be bored, and I really have my wife's out of town, and you actually gave me something to do. I'm going to go through, I probably got about 50 Jet t-shirts, but I got probably about a half a dozen to about 10 of them from that, you know, Gage era. I think I'm going to throw them out.
Yeah, just get rid of them.
I don't want any remnant. I just don't. It's just like it's like a bad dream.
Oh, it was horrible. It's the worst era. I don't ever want to see that look. Because usually I'm a vintage guy. I'm a collector as far as stuff with that. My teams, I like the old logos. I just don't want anything to do with it. There's nothing great about it.
Nope, there's nothing good about it. And you know what's really funny is that the logo that they brought back is I have a starter jacket that I got in 90 or 91, and I would only wear it, you know, for certain times. But now it's back because it's the exact logo.
Yeah, now it's back in style. I have a couple of those ones with the 90s logo. I like that one or the one that we had when with the Sanchez, Rex Ryan, Pennington year. Those are my two logos. I prefer the 80s one, even though I grew up on the Pennington era years logo one. But the 80s one, there's just something about it I really like.
Yep, yeah, and the hats are going in the garbage. I can't. I'm a visor guy. I don't wear too many hats. But I am going to pick out a couple of the hats. I'm going to toss them, and I'm going to order a couple of new ones. And I can't look at that stuff. It's just bad stuff.
But we do have to look at this. Even though there's a positive, there comes a negative, because remember Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles in the 80s logo uniform.
I know, but it's a cool looking. Well, you know what? Maybe I should hold off on that, because if something goes wrong and he gets hurt again, then maybe this logo is not good either.
No. We should just change the whole logo as an entirety.
maybe change the name of the team. Maybe go back to the Titans.
Yeah, I remember the Titans of New York. Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, it's funny when they brought those back as, you know, the alternative uniform. I have two sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a polo shirt, like a golf shirt with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have it stored away in the closet. I haven't worn it in maybe 10 years. Why am I saving this for? There's no reason to hold on to this. I'm never going to wear it.
Yeah, you know? No. The last time I think I remember seeing them wear that was when the Jets played the Raiders and Sanchez like carved them up. And I think he was eating a hot dog on the sideline.
Yes. But you see, if you remember correctly with those uniforms, the road uniforms were cool because they had the white jersey and the dark pants. And you could read the numbers and the names because it was a white jersey.
Yeah.
But the home ones, The blue was so dark and the gold was dull for the numbers. It was hard to make out the numbers and the names. It was like faded. They did a really poor job with that. Really poor job.
Yeah, that wasn't too good. I do remember that. But no jersey buying for me. I'm not buying any jerseys with this team.
Don't ever buy a jersey again. It's not worth it because chances are the guys would leave after 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't see I know Rodgers has been really out there saying that he wants to play for another 4 years. I mean,
stop.
Yeah, and I only see it being a 2-year deal here. I only really see it being 2 year, unless somehow the guy, he does whatever he puts his mind to, even though he's kind of crazy. And I think we know this already because we talked about the off field antics a little bit. But I only see this realistically being a 2-year thing.
I agree. I think we got this year and possibly the year after. And I think then he's off in the sunset.
Yeah. And I hope we win a Super Bowl. I really do. I mean, This is the closest that we could get, unless Jordan Travis really turns into something. I have high hope for him, and I'm happy out of, because I was thinking about it the other day, like when you had these guys like Petty and Hackenberg, think about the terrible quarterbacks that they had to sit behind. Fitzpatrick, McCown.
Well, you know what's funny about this team, and like I don't want to get overhyped because they got to prove it to me, but if you really look at the group that they've assembled, is probably the best looking team that we've had probably since Rex's days, probably.
I agree, especially with when they fill out that receiver with Corey Date. They got to get him back, and then who knows? They could fill in another hole. You never know. Like I said, I think receiver and safety are the biggest needs that this team needs right now, and if they fill out those holes right there, Corey Davis, and then who knows if they what safety they'll bring in, I think they're going to be a legit contender as long as it all goes well and it stays healthy. And I know they'll probably bring in David Bakhtiari. We spoke about that earlier for more depth. You can't have enough linemen on this team, especially with all the injuries that happened last year. But Douglas really paved out this line. He really did. You got to give him credit for that. And I'm not someone that likes giving him credit because I feel as though he's really slacked for years. And I just hope that I hope he gets it right with this, with Jordan Travis. I really do.
Well, let's hopefully he's here. They've had some success, and I hope they did get it right. And, you know, it's going to be interesting in approximately a week and a half. You know, the schedule is going to come out. And, you know, as much as I look forward to it, you know, I'm going to cringe when I see like four or five night games. I know that's coming.
Yeah, all those national I'm not getting my hopes up again. I'm not doing it. And it's still crazy to me when you four plays and then Rodgers is done for the year. I mean, I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I am.
No. And you know, this summer, you know what's going to be fun about this summer?
Hard knocks.
I'll be very honest. No. Is watching the kid Travis play.
Yeah.
You know, because really, you're not going to see him during a regular season. And so I look forward to that. And then once the games start, you know, I don't think, even when it comes to training camp, I think you're going to see limited work with these guys. I don't know how Salah's going to play it. He's got to be so scared that any of these guys get hurt. And I'm not sure how he's going to do it.
Yeah, I don't know either. And the biggest question mark, like we said, besides wide receiver and safety, is on him and the offensive coordinator. I really have no faith in Hackett. They could find somebody else. But he's going to be there because that's Rodgers' buddy. But the biggest thing that's so glaring to me about Hackett is that during the sideline, Rodgers would be shaking his head about his play calling. Even he knows he's terrible.
I know. It's really unbelievable. Well, you see that's the thing. It's that Hackett's playbook, but Rodgers, you know, is really calling the plays, and I think Hackett will probably look better this year because Rodgers is calling them.
Yeah, exactly. But, and I'll tell you, if these guys, if they have Rodgers and all these guys, and they still cannot perform, it really reflects how bad of a coaching that these guys do. It really reflects on their jobs.
Well, you know what? Also, and you know, we talked to death about Zach Wilson, and I do wish him well, and I still think he has like untapped athletic ability. I just don't know if he's ever going to get it right. But for his case, I think he's in the best case scenario. If anybody is going to get anything out of this guy, it's going to be Sean Payton.
Yeah. I agree. Could you imagine if he turns into the superstar? I could see. I mean, look at Geno. He turned into a decent quarterback for Seattle. Anything's possible, but Darnold still hasn't done it for me. I know he's in Minnesota right now, but I remember when he came in for Purdy earlier this year, he threw the touchdown, then he went right back on the field, threw the interception, and I said, that's the Darnold that we all know as Jet fans.
Right, and Wilson might do the same thing with Denver, and I expect him to start.
Yeah.
And I'll give you this. I fully expect Broncos at Jets early September night game. You're going to have Wilson against Rodgers. You know that's coming.
Yeah, and you know what? Elijah Vera Tucker, he better not play in that game. He's not going to be because he's gotten injured twice.
In the Broncos game.
Yeah, you cannot have him play against the Broncos.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, man. You know, could you imagine a storyline with Zach Wilson coming back for a Monday night game against Aaron Rodgers at MetLife?
Oh, Unbelievable. I really don't want him to win. I really don't, because remember when we drafted Zach Wilson, we had to eat the crow because Sam Darnold beat us when he was on the Panthers in the game one.
Well, Kate, I mean, it would be so jet-like. Like, we start off 3-0. Maybe two of the three teams we beat are, like, playoff teams. We blow one of them out, and we come in and we put up a stinker against Zach Wilson.
Oh, it would be jet-like. It would be.
You know, they go like 13-4, and one of the worst losses they have is to the Broncos.
Yeah, I could see it. They've had a lot of bad losses, the Broncos, a lot of shutouts. And then when you look back at that AFC Championship game in the late 90s, we lost that game. We've had a lot of brutal losses against the Broncos.
Plus, you know, Sean Payton would love nothing more than to come into MetLife Stadium, have Zach Wilson light up the Jets, and stick it to Hackett just to prove the point that he said he's a horrible coach.
Yeah, just to prove it. See, I was right about last year. And we all know now he was right, especially with this play call and that has been going on last year. It's all in the coaches at this point. It really is.
Yep, yep. They have to stay healthy. If they're healthy, there's no more excuses. Zero.
No. Yep.
Zero excuses, you know, and we'll see. We'll see. And the schedule is going to be fascinating. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it. I think anything less than 4-2 in division would be unacceptable.
Unacceptable, yeah. Yep. They got to sweep the Patriots, and they got to split with Buffalo and Miami.
Yes. Yes, I would say that's safe to say, yes. Yeah. Now, I haven't heard anything, but that Friday after Thanksgiving, there were a lot of rumors about the Jets possibly being locked in to host that every year. But I haven't heard a word about it.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything on it either. And after last year's game, I don't want to see them again. It was against Miami. I don't want to see that again.
Well, you know what, actually, I mean, of course, I would either go to it if it's in New Jersey or watch it if it's in if I can't make the trip. But I got a very funny feeling that the Jets are going to be playing on Christmas Day.
Mm, that would be interesting. Hopefully it would make for a good Christmas present. But I mean, I'm going to have a lot of optimism because if Rodgers is healthy, I really am. So I'm not going to be so negative as I was in the past because I had high expectations. The expectations are out the window. I'm not getting my hopes up again. They could have Hard Knocks. They could have the media tours and all this stuff that they had last year. I'm not buying into it until I see us winning games and players staying healthy. I'm just not doing it again.
No. Like I said, this is a bar. I have them at 11-6 or 17 games, right? 11-6, mm-hmm. Winning the division, and I don't think that's a lot to ask for.
No, nope. And they better get it done this year. They better, because do you think Douglas is safe if they have a completely flop season? Do you think he's gone too?
I don't think anybody's going anywhere as long as Rodgers comes back.
Mm. Oh boy, that's scary, especially for Salah. I can't if we have a flop year and I have to have another year of Salah and his terrible press conferences, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, you mean a losing year? Oh, that's a different story. If they come out, they win the division and they're losing the first round of the playoffs, nobody's going anywhere.
Yeah, no. But if they don't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, if they go like 9-8 or 8-9 and don't make the playoffs, I think Salah's out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know about Douglas, but I think Salah's gone.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. He's got to go. And he better be throwing podiums on the floor this year. Remember in that press conference we joked about? That podium better go on the floor this year if we do reach games like that.
Well, he's had a lot. You know, man, he's got a lot to do, man. It's as good as the Jets possibly might be, no matter what the circumstances are, do you really see Salah outcoaching a guy like Andy Reid?
No. Nope. No confidence.
Nope, I don't either.
No.
See, that's the thing. How old are you now?
I am 25 now.
Okay, so you really don't remember the Parcells years?
No. Yeah, I wasn't even born when he was here.
Right,
yeah.
We weren't born. So when they got Parcells, there wasn't a game that I went into that I felt that they couldn't win because of the head coach.
Yeah. It all comes down to coaching.
And we haven't had that since Barcelos.
You're right.
I like Herm. You know, I was a fan of Herm. But there were games that I ever think he's going to out-coach Belichick. No, of course not. And, you know, let's face it. It's solid. If you rank the head coaches right now, you take away, I don't know, whatever, about a half a dozen new ones. So take them out of the equation. So let's say there are about 26 head coaches. Mm-hmm. He's got to be ranked somewhere between 23 and 26, right?
Yeah. Yep. No faith whatsoever. That's the big. That's really the biggest question mark. Even when we bring Corey Davis back, that's still the biggest question mark to me, because great coaches can get a lot out of their players, even if they're not stars.
Nope. And you know, the weird thing about him is he knows how to put a defense together.
Yeah, it's just the offense. That's why if we get rid of Salah, no more defensive-minded coaches. You need a legit offensive mind in here. And to me, that would be Pete Carroll.
Yeah, if he even wants to coach.
If he wants to coach, yeah. That would be my pick if you want to get someone that's offense. Because if you're going to go with defense, I mean, you go with Vrabel or you could bring back Rex Ryan.
Right, but then, you know, it's the same thing. You don't have an offensive-minded
exactly.
coach.
That's why I'd rather prefer offensive-minded. You need someone, a real offense, not Gaze. Gaze was terrible. We need a real offensive mind in here.
It's really unbelievable. You know, it's really amazing when you look at the Jets' history. Predominantly, most of their coaches were defensive-minded coaches, like, forever.
Yeah. Yep. Unbelievable. They can't find that offensive guy. But hopefully they find him soon if Salah isn't the answer, which I'm hoping isn't the case, but I have a bad feeling will be the case.
Well, I'm with you on that, but let's hope we're both wrong. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a fun season. It's really... So I guess it's going to be quiet now. I guess the Knicks are taking over the city right now.
Oh, yeah. The Knicks are – I'm so happy that they're winning these games against the Sixers. And let's see how far that they can go. I'm happy that they're – it's about time.
Okay. Now, once I don't really watch it anymore, but I guess, once again, you weren't born. The Knicks – you never saw the Knicks do anything, right?
Not – the only time I saw the Knicks do anything was in 2013 with Melo. We went to the second round of the Eastern Conference and got knocked out by the Pacers. And that's all I ever saw is any glory as a Knicks fan.
So if they knock off the Sixers tomorrow night, who do they get next?
I think it's the Pacers, if the Pacers beat the Bucks. That's what I've been reading online.
All right. Then could they handle the Pacers?
I think they can.
So after that, it puts them what? Does it put them in the conference championships or divisions or whatever they do?
I believe so. I think then we might have to play the Celtics. And that's going to be tough.
That'll be tough. Well, you know what? If you get to that point, that New York will be crazy.
Yeah, well, they will.
Oh, I can't imagine outside the Garden tomorrow night after they beat Philadelphia.
It's going to be a riot out there. You know it.
It really will be. And you know what? You're going to have the same thing at MetLife. Imagine a home game for the Jets this year at MetLife. Oh, my.
Just like it was last year. You said there's never been. You could feel the energy from the TV and then Rodgers coming out with the flag, running onto the field. I just never felt that as a Jet fan, ever. Like, I think I felt it with the Rex Ryan years, but I was so young, so I thought that this was going to happen a lot more. And still, I was still so young, and we didn't realize how good we had it those 2 years, to the point where, like, this is the first moment of, like, joy that we've had, and then it was ripped away from us 4 plays in.
Yeah, the juice in the parking lot before tailgating and then going into the stadium. Now, once again, you know, I was trying to be realistic with my expectations, you know, for a season, but I'll never forget when he got hurt, you didn't hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
You didn't, and everybody's looking on their phones trying to find out what happened. And actually, the guy next to me, he found it. I don't know who tweeted it out there. And torn Achilles, and that was it.
Yeah. On the cart he goes, season over. Unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. And Zach, you know, he hung in there for a while. In the first half a dozen games, we were hanging around. But, you know what? I think a better coaching staff and a If he had been prepared a little better as a quarterback, I think they would have snuck into the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I think they would have too, especially with that defense. It all fell on the offensive line and then the quarterback play. It was terrible.
It really was. Well, hopefully we're not talking about that this
year. Yeah, no. No, because they did some massive improvements.
Nope. I'm happy with the draft. I'm happy with the way things are going right now. One big hurdle now is the head coach. That's the biggest hurdle for me.
Yeah, I agree. And it's going to get exposed soon. Ira, anything else you'd love to let the fans know? Anything else that you want to touch on the Jets that we didn't talk about?
Not that I could think of. I think everything is good. Looking forward to the schedule. And then I could definitely use a month or 2 months off before training camp starts.
Yeah. exactly. Ira, thank you for calling into the show as always, man. Go Jets, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Go Jets. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Ira. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.